This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk in the country of the United States of America, where being politically correct is the most important thing. We're going to talk about that when the Covington teen issue, the Covington Catholic High School case, and the threat by an attorney to advise everybody out there that has disparaged, in his opinion, these teens and these the Covington Catholic High School and its alumni to retract what they said within 48 hours, which is by Friday sometime, I don't remember the exact time, or they'll be sued for libel and slander. Which, by the way, they are not public. These children or these young people are not public. What do you call them?
Public figures.
Therefore, the standard is much lower to be able to win a case against them because you don't have to show malice. Now, if it's a public figure like, you know, Kathy Lee Griffith or, you know, they have to show malice, where this is just a negligence showing and it's a lower standard. So what is happening out there is who is retracting, who isn't, what's going on, is this a possible lawsuit? Would they win this lawsuit? Let me tell you one thing. Here with the social media that's going on nowadays, it is so fast acting. Everything happens so fast. And let's assume this happened 100 years ago. Whatever it is, the local town, there might have been a lot of gossip and people talking about it. And maybe 300 people would know about it. You know what I mean? Now it goes out to millions within seconds. And then the news gets it, and they just send it out. Now what happens is, it's an old saying of, you know, be careful what you say. And again, people make mistakes, and I understand that. But it's like taking a feather pillow, opening it up while it's windy outside, and shake it up in the air while it's windy, and then afterwards going, oh, shoot. No, let me make it better. I'm going to go pick all the feathers back up and put them back in. That's just not going to happen. You can't retract everything. So for him to say that, and how many people have seen or heard this and this has gone out, how can they all retract that? I don't know. Go ahead, Cal.
I think if he were a thinking lawyer, and maybe he is, maybe he isn't, I don't know. Sometimes people react emotionally to these kinds of things. I think he would say, if I were doing it, I would say, who took the video? Why was only a small segment of it released originally? Who got that small segment and spread that unvetted, unverified, an uncontextual piece of video? Who grabbed onto it and spread it and opened the pillow, and shook out the feathers? I think that would be the guy I'd go after. And having been in the news business, that's the guy they go after.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. But then you got First Amendment issues with the news.
Sure. Whether they went after Mr. Phillips, or whether they went out the kids, both of them got portrayed in a bad light. Because if you look at the whole thing, there was another group that actually instigated the event.
Right.
And then Mr. Phillips, the Indian, tried to calm it down by going between the two groups and doing his drumming, which for him was his religious belief that it was going to calm things down.
And the kids
standing there just looking at him. Some people thought that was a challenge. But if you really watch it, it's not disrespectful. The kids behind him might be disrespectful doing their, you know, native dancing. Who knows?
They said the kids behind him said nothing disparaging.
They were dancing like Indians, and they were told to do certain things by the adults. Is what I heard.
So what I saw in that, and first, I understand what Mr. Phillips is saying was his motivation now, after the fact. But at the time, you have these people that are harassing these kids, throwing out homophobic slurs, telling them they're incest babies, the whole ball of wax. And then Mr. Phillips goes over, not saying anything, just walks over and starts pounding his drum. He doesn't go to the people that are harassing
him. Yeah, why is he going over to the kids?
He walks right up to the kid and starts pounding the drum in his face, and the kid doesn't move. They ask the kid, well, why didn't you back down? And I liked his response in the interview was, why should I have to walk away?
Yeah.
I've got just as much a right to be there. I wasn't doing anything.
Well, he didn't feel threatened by Mr. Phillips either.
The kid walked up. And
that's the important thing.
Mr. Phillips walked up and did that. Now, Phillips also said he was hearing Native American slurs being thrown out by the kids, and none of that was corroborated by any of the videos.
No, they were dancing like Indians.
But so what?
Those are slurs.
It was an Indian drum.
And then the dance.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
And then
my point is there was something that was interpreted.
I have the conch. And so, and the dance that they were doing was actually a Hakka dance, which is a Maori. Polynesian dance they were doing, and they were singing their school spirit songs as a result of doing things like that. But, you know, my point in all of this is it was half a video that was played. It wasn't the full context of the video that was played. The celebrities and news media all jumped on it. The big problem that I've got is the call for, whether implied or outright call for harm to these kids. There was one tweet by a celebrity who said, "MAGA kids in straight to the wood chipper," and he had a picture from the movie Fargo where they're trying to get rid of a body in a wood chipper. That was one celebrity. Kathy Griffin said, "Unmask them so that they can all be shamed." And the problem that I've got with that is in California, where a lot of these tweets originated.
Right.
California Penal Code Section 653.2 says every person who, with the intent to place another in reasonable fear for their safety or to harass by posting on, and it gives a whole bunch, including posts on social media and on the Internet, are guilty of a misdemeanor. All right? So you got this lawsuit that the attorney wants to file. You also have what could arguably be criminal action against people calling for harm to these kids.
But is the DA in California going to do that? No.
But it is a violation of the law.
Right?
Don't you think that there was really an opportunity here by the teachers and the people that work the kids to teach the kids something different? I mean, honestly.
How do we know they didn't, though?
Because they told them to start chanting their own school.
But I'm saying later on, when everything's calmed down,
Hang on. Yeah, what if those people said, this is what's happening. You have a choice to walk away. You have a choice to stand up and do what you want. Honestly, what would you do in that? I wouldn't put the kids in for the
harm. Let me comment first.
I'd say, back off and let's.
So I've been there. Where they were, I've been to that spot. They're standing there waiting for their bus. Where do they walk away to? I'm not jumping on their side. I've been there, Denise, because I was sworn in for the Supreme Court. I've been to that exact spot, and it's a spot where kids, that's where they come in and out.
Right.
And I see there was kids there waiting for their buses. That, there's no place else to go but to stand. I mean, they could have scooted over a little bit, but they're waiting for their bus. There's no place to go.
No, but they're being attacked by other groups.
Right.
So it doesn't say stand up and, you know, and hold your ground. Christians turn the other cheek. They should have walked away.
But where do they walk to is what I'm arguing.
Well, they had a bus. They had a bus they were returning to.
Well, they were trying to.
Well, my question is, how can their actions be, how is it that their actions are being told or being demonstrated as not turning the other cheek? They sang school spirit songs from a religious school. They didn't throw slurs back at the people that were calling them incest babies.
But some people can be offended by religious songs.
Well, that's true.
Exactly. The whole point is everybody had a right to do what they were doing.
That's right.
The question is, how do you deal with those types of rights, and how can you accommodate all those rights without people getting hurt?
And my point is this. What the teachers could or could not have done does not constitute a defense to what the media and celebrities did in calling for harm to these kids.
Amen.
I don't care that all this stuff could have happened. What the media did in selectively harassing these kids using a national platform and calling for basically inciting harm against them, hypocritical, they accuse Trump of that, and then they do it. And then to have celebrities do the same thing is not defensible because of the acts of the teacher. But we've got to go to a...
We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compactor.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we're discussing, and this is great, we love discussing the Nathan Phillips Native American Indian issue here. Okay, I am, this is where the issue becomes questionable. The first thing is, Denise, we've discussed this. Why did the Native American Indians walk over to the students and do it to them? And you've got a good reason why. And why didn't they walk over to the other people that were inciting violence too and do their drum beat in front of them? Instead, they walked over to these children, these students, and do the drum beat in front of them. Why, Denise?
Well, I felt because if they had, well, first of all, my position is they were doing the drum beats and it's a matter of spirituality for the Native American Indians.
Right.
And so what was the least resistance? They went over to the students because the students were not going to fight back. If they'd gone over to the black Israelites, there would have been a riot. And the black Israelites don't have any respect for Native Americans. So I truly believe that they went in between. But remember, pounding a drum in the Indian culture is not a negative thing. It's actually spiritual.
Right. Right.
They think it's medicinal. They think that it can have powers to have peaceful assembly. I mean, all of that type of stuff. And so I think the media is kind of the one that played this out in a way that was, for me, not very well done.
Now, here's the issue we talked about during the break. Now, I have pulled up MSNBC's, and again, I am a First Amendment, I stand on the First Amendment all day long. There's the freedom of the press is very, very important. But here's still up at this point, as of the 20th of January, MSNBC with the video, quote, Nathan Phillips, Native American man harassed by high schoolers. And then they write the following, MSNBC. And I'm calling you out, MSNBC, because, you know, and I'm, again, we're politically neutral. Covington Catholic high school students wearing MAGA, I don't know, I believe it or not, as weird as that, I didn't know what that meant until, make America great again, okay, hats, surrounded and taunted a Native American man as he performed an American Indian movement song about strength and courage.
And that didn't happen. And
what?
So, yeah, nobody will even agree that happened.
Yeah.
And that's the part that's so weird.
So why doesn't MSNBC retract that or back that down? And MSNBC answer the question why they didn't walk over and pound their drum in front of the other protesters. And again, by the way, my whole family, my whole side of the family, my dad's side is all Chippewa Indians. My cousins are Chippewa Indians. I mean, and, you know, my grandma is dark. And believe me, I understand, I remember the prejudices of my grandma. How,
right.
You know, being thrown out of bars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad grew up. But that's not neither here nor there. I'm not even saying who's right or wrong. I'm saying, why is it MSNBC? You are taking a side on this when you need to be neutral. And I know you're saying, well, Fred, why are you taking a side? I'm not taking – I said, why isn't it just more neutral? You know?
Yeah, you know, it is just everybody's perception of how everybody reacted. Mm-hmm. The kids reacted in their Christian form and chanted their song to show their strength and that they're together. The Indians chanted his song trying to ask for courage and strength and bravery. And the other group that actually instigated the whole thing, they just kind of stood back and watched.
Yeah,
the issue that I've got with this, though, is when you hear in the media and even in this debate that we've had here on the air to this point, when you hear, especially in the media, nobody is really taking the one group that was uttering the homophobic slurs and the incest-oriented slurs, nobody's really taking them to task. I haven't heard much commentary about how vile and wrong it was. In fact, I've heard more people say, well, they have a First Amendment right to say what they were going to say.
Yeah, but why give light to it,
too? Hold on. So I haven't heard anybody talk about that. I've heard people justify the Native American hitting his drum going over based upon the fact that it's his spirituality and it's what he does. The teens sang their songs as part of their spirituality, yet they're the only ones that are being ridiculed for doing what they're doing and being told that their exercise of their religious liberty and their spirituality is what incited more of it. The only people being
they're
taken
not,
to
you're
task,
reading just a certain group of reports. There's reports out there that takes Phillips' task, for example. And why did he do this? And why was he the aggressor?
I know, but Denise, on this program, you said they shouldn't have started to sing their songs, and the teacher should have pulled them aside because all that did was incite it. While at the same time... While at the same time defending the guy beating his drum because it was part of a Native American spiritual ritual that he was doing. We have two people exercising their rights under religious liberty. You justified what the Indian was doing, and you said the teens shouldn't have done it because the teachers had
really
a teaching moment.
I was really specific. They should the chanting of their school, I didn't have a problem with. What was misinterpreted is their dancing. They were doing some kind of a different type of dance, and it appeared to be that they're making fun of the Native American Indians.
Got
that's
it.
What I
yeah.
saw.
And if they were wearing a blue hat with an Obama logo on it, none of this would have happened, and
absolutely.
That's the core of the problem.
Because the thing
I don't think so.
Because the thing to remember also is, you know, we're talking about religious liberty. Well, the right to free speech. To wear a hat that says, Make America Great Again, that's just as protected as religious liberty. So why is it that because they're wearing a MAGA hat, now they're being subject to ridicule? Like, you can't ignore the fact that of the three parties that were involved in this incident...
855 Law Radio, if you want to comment.
Of the three parties that were involved in this incident, the one group, the kids, were the ones that have suffered the most... in terms of ridicule from folks. And as far as what the Native...
I don't know
and as far as what the Native American could have done, we've talked about, he could have gone to the one group, he could have gone to this group, he could have gone over to the kids if he really wanted to defuse the situation and turned his back to the kids and stood with them facing the other group
as opposed to
facing off against
them. He defused the situation.
He changed the situation from being kids versus the other guys to kids versus him.
No, the media did. And you asked a question, and you asked if there was anti-bullying laws in the District of Columbia, and there are not.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll be back after this. We're going to talk more about, probably not this, but I want to mention one thing. Who has actually stepped up and retracted their statements? I'm going to talk about that when we come back.
There is more Radio Law Talk coming right up after we break for the bottom of the hour news on many local stations after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic. To schedule your appointment.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that pass effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose online with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney for Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Vice President Donald Trump on Friday signed a short-term spending bill to reopen the government, ending the longest partial federal government shutdown in U.S. history. Congress now has until February 15th to negotiate a deal for border security. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News, if that doesn't happen, the president should move forward without Democrats.
Come February the 15th, if the Democrats still say, go to hell on the wall, you get a dollar, that's it, they basically tell Trump, I'm not going to do with you what I did with Bush and Obama, then I hope he will go the emergency route. We don't need to shut the government down. We need to secure the border. The last best chance to do this is between now and February the 15th.
Trump under fire from conservatives, including commentator Ann Coulter, who tweeted, good news for George Herbert Walker Bush. As of today, he is no longer the biggest wimp ever to serve as president of the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay.
Boy, we're talking about a lot of fun, controversial things. We're having a good time. And we love talking about both sides of the story. But let's get back to what we're talking about. But who has retracted today?
There you go. I want to know that, too, because I really...
Okay. So Fox News... there has been people that have been retracting. Fox News, pictures of journalists and celebrities who've retracted so far, and this is as of the 23rd, is CNN's S.E. Cup and Jake Tapper, The View's Meghan McCain, National Review Editor-in-Chief Rich Lowry, and actress Jamie Lee Curtis have retracted. Their statements. So, some have retracted. I don't know who has. Again, it's a pillow with feathers in the air, causing you'll never be able to retract everything. And I think Denise and I, before you, we talked over the break of how divisive everybody is right now in the United States, and everybody says it's because of Trump, and we're going to jump on both sides. Some people are going to argue that during Obama it was the same way, that it was very polarized, and now during Trump it is. I think the country is polarized.
We're flip-flopping back between two different views,
and
we have a crack in the center of our culture that we need to get to, and we need to fight through, if you will, or talk through.
Because we all believe sitting here that people have a right. Even if I don't agree with someone, they have an absolute right to make their statement, so long as it doesn't harm anyone else, right? That's the laws are, you can't just do anything so long as it doesn't harm another person. But your right to give an opinion or have a political view is your right. And that's and you know, maybe you don't believe or follow some of the people that kneel for the flag and you don't agree with that. Now that we can talk about that issue of, okay, if you're for the NFL, that's a private company technically, and they can make you stand for the flag.
That's right.
But someone's right to do that. That's what our people die for, is for the rights. And it's not necessarily right wing or left wing. There's going to be times that you want to, on the left or the right or in the middle, want to stand up. And that's why America is great.
Right. The other thing about this suit, the threat of suit, is that a lot of people pined in about their opinions. And that's based on their perception of what they saw and what they experienced. And everybody is going to see something different in that clip. You know, the whole entire clip, so everybody's going to pick up something different. The two Muslim congresswomen wrote that the boys were protesting a woman's right to choose, which is true. They were taunting five black men before they surrounded Phillips and led racist chants, which I don't agree with that statement, but that's not going to be enough to be liable in a lawsuit. That's their opinion. Mm-hmm. Sandman's family hired a right-wing PR firm to write his non-apology. I mean, it's like some of the stuff that was said out there was perception-based rather than trying to incite action-based. And that's the difference. That's what law's about. The difference between us having action-based, so calling somebody for harm, and the difference between perception-based, which is what you saw.
Which is exactly the problem with social media as a substitute for news.
Right.
Because social media is not news, and people look at it and say, I saw it with my own eyes. They don't even know what they saw.
They
didn't see the full context. That's my point. Therefore, they don't know what they saw. They just saw this much and form an entire opinion, a screed, a Facebook rant, yelling at people, all of this nonsense.
Yeah, but that's something new. The media releases what they want in the news, too.
It is new. Responsible media, and I tried to be that when I was practicing, responsible media would say, here's what you saw, here's the context of it, here's the bigger picture, here's a person on this side, here's a person on that side, there's a fair and balanced story. That's what responsible media is supposed to do.
But then we have no responsible media in today's world.
Well, you know,
everything is too one-sided.
This isn't.
Well, NPR is pretty good.
This isn't new when it comes to technology that comes out to further your lifestyle and the quality of life, and then catching up with some of the pitfalls that can. I mean, think about the automobile. The automobile was created and great. I mean, you can get to point A to point B and all that. And then by the time they got to the point where people were getting killed with automobiles and things, then society came in and said, okay, we got this technology. We've got to figure out a way to use it responsibly because people are really getting hurt here. All right? The same thing happened when television first came out. You know, you had all this kind of stuff, and this is really great. You can show all these things. Okay, so we're starting to get some things coming into the home that we don't really like, so we got to regulate this. And now we've got this media, and it is relatively new when you consider the history of mankind. And you have this new forum, of putting things out there, and it gets out there, and the technology has jumped forward further than the ability of the general public. We got 7 billion people on the planet all on Facebook tweeting things and doing stuff, and the ability for us to basically look at this new form. We've got people that are older, the people that are even older than Cal, you know, that are looking at this.
Hardly.
That aren't necessarily familiar with it, that think posting something to my wall means putting little Johnny's report card on the refrigerator and all this kind of stuff. And they're catching up with what happens, but they're not there yet. As far as liability goes, this lawsuit, as far as it goes towards the media, if MSNBC, CNN, any of the ones that ran the, I'm going to call the edited video that made it look like the teen was harassing Mr. Phillips, if they aired that, but they had the full video and not the edited one and chose to air the edited one knowing that it didn't give a full context of what was going on and who walked over to whom and everything, I think they've got a problem there. The as it relates to stars, now there have been several movie stars like Ron Perlman. Do you know who he is? With Sons of Anarchy, he played Hellboy. He called somebody a little B-word for having a smirk, and that person's going to, you know, do whatever, and it was pretty derogatory, and then came out later and had a tweet where he said, I'm doing something that I've never done before, very rarely do, I'm deleting a tweet, we all need to be rowing our boat in the same direction, and it was wrong for me to do that once I got the context. There have been other stars that have done that. But the stars that have come out, I get what you say, Denise. If they're offering their opinion, that's one thing.
Or perception.
Their opinion or perception, that's one thing. If they are calling for harm to come upon those individuals, look, quite frankly, assuming that the kid was let's assume the kid was harassing the Indian gentleman and doing that. Let's say he was. There is still no call for a celebrity to come out and say that person needs to be harmed and harassed.
Especially a child.
Especially a child. And it's difficult to know that that is the appropriate way to do things when you even have political leaders calling upon anybody in the Trump administration needs to be harassed when you see them in public. And, yeah, we're going to get up in your face, and, yeah, we're going to do this. I agree that the leadership needs to be shown all the way around about civility in discussion between differing groups.
Exactly.
Nobody is ever going to be ideologically on the same page, but that doesn't – look, the founding fathers were not ideologically on the same page when they wrote the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, but they worked together for the common good and made sure that they came to an agreement through civil, sometimes heated, but not discussion that led to physical harm between them.
Because statesmanship replaced partisanship when people started thinking about the common good, and that's the problem, is statesmanship is not being practiced. It is politics all the time.
I think a lot of it has to do with also, quite frankly, this has always been, this is an opinion of mine, is the social media. I think social media has so dramatically changed our system, and really we can't keep up with the speed of technology and information going out to people, and you can't stop it before it harms.
I agree.
Just that is what our society's become. Left, right, middle is all to some degree affected by it, and they can't control it. Both sides, all sides.
It's all sides. But what I want to focus on is I think we need a teaching moment with everybody. I think we need to stop, and we need to understand that life is different now, and that the quality of our life is changing so dramatically due to us not being together and identifying as Americans as a whole. And we need to get back to our American heritage, if you will, and stop focusing on the little differences between us.
As lawyers say, let's agree to disagree and move on.
Yes.
And be friends. We can do that, right? I think that's what everybody has to understand.
I hate to say this, and I hope it doesn't come to this, but oftentimes outside catastrophe, United States getting attacked in 9/11, things like that, that causes a country to come together. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope we can come together and not because of something like that, because that would be devastating.
Well, the thing right now that reminds me is what's going on with our elections and people controlling and instigating and getting involved.
So Detroit Tigers Miguel Cabrera is forced to pay some money in child support. We're going to be back and talk about that. Thanks for joining us.
This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Thanks for listening. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stood in the Ad Council.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Jeez, we're trying to move on, but Todd had this one final comment before we talk about this interesting Detroit Tigers. He's a pitcher, correct?
He's a first baseman.
First baseman, okay.
A designated hitter for the Tigers. But the last thing that I wanted to say about this bullying thing, it has to do with jurisdiction. Because Denise brought out that there's really not a lot of anti-bullying laws, if any. I think there might be some that apply in a school setting, but where is it when it's outside in a setting like this? And there's not a lot of stuff in Washington, D.C. But the thing to understand when it comes to bullying is that any jurisdiction, any locale will have jurisdiction to prosecute if it originated in your jurisdiction. And let me speak English to you, not legalese. Kathy Griffin, for example, is tweeting something in California that is a call for action to bully a kid in Kentucky. Kentucky would have jurisdiction if they had bullying laws to prosecute or to come after Aunt Kathy Griffin because the victim is located in Kentucky. So wherever the victim was located, they would have jurisdiction to prosecute. California would also have jurisdiction because that's where it originated, because she was tweeting in California. So wherever the person doing the bullying and wherever the person that was bullied are at the time that it occurs, those jurisdictions, those local law enforcement agencies would have jurisdiction to prosecute if it came out. So just to know that when this happens, you got to be careful. We talk about being careful on social media. You got to be careful about what you tweet out there, because if you're calling folks to action to really harass somebody, you could be facing liability even if they're in another state, because your state's laws might apply.
Detroit, yeah, good yeah. Point. Let's move on to Detroit. Okay, tell us a little bit about this, Todd. There's this individual. This is about his mistress. This is not about his wife.
Yeah,
that's what's bizarre.
This
here.
Is about child support.
It is. This is actually in Denise's wheelhouse. I mean, in essence, you have a pro athlete that had a spouse in one area and had a mistress in another area by whom he had children. And the George Costanza, worlds collide, things go wrong, and worlds collided here. And he was never married to the mistress, but he had children by her, and he was ordered to pay money. What happened?
Well, he was ordered to pay money. So what happened is kind of the backstory is that he was married, and he had an extramarital affair from which there were children that were born. And he tried to help his children and to pay for them. And when his wife found out about the extramarital affair and the children, she left him. She said, I'm not going to be with you if you're going to pay her money.
This is according to reports.
This is allegedly.
Alleged.
No,
yeah,
actually, this came out of Miguel's mouth. He said to the judge, I was in a rock and a hard spot because I did start paying, and I was paying $20,000 a month to her, and then I reduced it to $5,000 a month to her.
What a hit.
And then my wife said, cut it off altogether. She's going to leave me. She left me. I stopped paying her. My wife came back. So I feel like I was kind of in a bad position. And so he was ordered to pay $20,000 a month for child support. He also has to pay for health care, private school tuition, daycare, extracurricular activities, vacation, so that his mistress can have the same level and style of vacations
Disney
with the
World
children.
Disney World passes are included.
$5 million life insurance policy for the children. And he also had to buy Disneyland packages for the children because his mistress lived in Orlando, or lives in Orlando. Now, he had two children with this mistress.
Yeah.
He has a boy who's age 6 and a girl who's age 3. He also bought Universal Studios, SeaWorld passes, and has paid for a really extensive vacation so that they can do whatever they need to do.
He has to pay off her mansion worth nearly $1 million by July. So he's got to pay that off, too. But let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the way I see this, though.
Boy, I better be careful.
In my opinion, I think the judge did Miguel Cabrera a solid on this one. And I'll tell you why.
Tell us why.
Because it sounds like, up until his wife found out about it, he really had no problem giving all of these things to his mistress for the benefit of his children, because he loved his children. He had no problem doing that. His wife was the one that came in and said, me or her, it's you got to stop it. And so now he's like, if I pay this woman for my children here, then I lose my wife and my children here, and I'm really stuck between a rock and a hard place. But when a court comes in and says, I'm going to help you out here, I'm going to give you a court order that you are bound by law, not because you choose to do it, but by law, I'm going to give you a court order to pretty much do the exact same thing you were doing prior to this.
And what's really also beautiful about this order is that his mistress wanted $100,000 a month. Well, what is she going to use that $100,000 a month for? So what did the judge do? Order him to pay the discretionary add-on child support, like daycare and health care and all these other things that normally would be split half each. Because you pay her $20,000 and you pay all of this, Cabrera gets to control a lot of the money he's paying on behalf of his kids.
That's right.
That's the truth.
But now he gets to say to his wife, in essence, don't leave me. I'm doing this because if I don't pay it, I'm going to go to jail. And then everybody loses because I don't make any money. The judge pretty much came in. It reminds me of my dad. When I was a kid, we used to go out, and my dad would say, if you ever find yourself in a situation that you don't really want to be in, let me be the heavy. Just say, look, I can't because my dad doesn't want. If it's too tough for you to say, look, I don't want to do this because, guys, we just shouldn't be doing this or whatever, just let me be the heavy. Say, my dad won't let me. Because everybody thinks parents are jerks and stuff. And I really liked that. That helped me get out of
it. Don't you do that all the time? I do that all the time. I'll say, you know, you need to protect your rights. You need to ask for everything that you're entitled to. And if the other person gets upset with you, say, my lawyer told me so and let me be the bad guy.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's what he's doing here. He now gets to say, honey, I got to pay pretty much the same thing that I was always paying to his wife. I have to take care of these kids. And how dare you leave me? If I don't, then I'm in violation of court order. I'm going to go to jail. I think the judge did him a solid.
I do, too.
The same sports thing, the Saints lawmaker lawsuits on behalf of the Saints are bringing lawsuits because of the pass interference no call. And apparently they're trying to claim that there needs to be a redo from a certain time period. Now, let me bring something up here. This lawsuit that they're trying to bring, or they have brought, I believe it's already been brought, for the Saints and Rams game, if you didn't know this trivia,
it's an umpire.
Umpire is baseball.
Baseball.
Basketball is
football has umpire, line judge, side judge,
right.
Referee, and back judge.
Okay, and then they have the crew chief over all of
right.
them.
Right. Okay, let's back up. So,
that's too much.
The referee,
yes.
The referee in this Saints game also is a. I'm telling you, I'm tired. Does college basketball? They're not referees. What are they called? Basketball.
And referee, they're basketball.
They're referees.
Referees, yeah. He's a referee also in a basketball. 855 Law Radio. Fix this. Not a referee.
Okay. So here, this attorney decided from Louisiana, he decided he's going to CERN.
No, wait, let me make my point. This is important. Now listen. This individual is also, as of Thursday, was officiating a basketball game against Brigham Young University and St. Mary's. This is the same ref that missed that call, supposedly, and he was being taunted at the St. Mary's basketball game, BYU basketball game,
good,
with some that said, quote,
call it.
No, the sign said, do not harm or miss a call for these Saints.
Yes.
And he walked over, and I've seen it, and asked them to take that down and stop belittling.
Belittling. You know, the interesting thing is this referee crew, the Rams had played under this referee crew previously and were 0-8 anytime this crew refereed a game that they had done.
Mm-hmm.
And this time they were the beneficiaries of it. But I'll tell you, because we're up on the end here, I do not agree with lawsuits to settle sports decisions upon what happened inside the context of the game. That would just be bad. I would rather have the bad call than to allow the law to come in.
We'll be back next third hour.
Stay tuned. Third hour of Radio Law Talk is coming right up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.